glad you're here. Happy Production.live. We're live with Matthew French, who is no stranger to rock and rolling on a Monday night. Isn't that correct?
Monday night, and I'm feeling all right.
And you're feeling all right. I love it.
Glad you're here.
That was Sarah Morris cutting in on us. She chimed in to say, glad you're here. She
amazing. Hello, Sarah.
Sarah. Matthew, thank you so much for coming up. I appreciate this.
Yes, happy to be here.
Man, I'm excited to hang out with you for a little while. Before we get going, Matthew or Matt?
Let's go Matthew.
Matthew?
I like it. Whatever you want.
No, I like Matthew. I just wanted to make sure I called you by the right name there. Well, you are doing all sorts of exciting things around town, so I'm really excited to talk to you about this, because you released sides one and two, but it's two sides, and it's a full album you released in two parts, right?
Yes, you nailed it, man. I feel like it was kind of like an interesting way to release the album. Given the title, I felt like it needed to be done that way, and my mind thinks in puns. So I felt like it begged for that, but also logistically, it was interesting releasing an album in two parts.
Yeah. So the first one came out last winter/spring, right? And then the second part came out in the summertime?
Yes. Yeah. It was, the first half came out on January 28th. So we're coming up on 1 year.
Oh, it's almost a 1 year anniversary. We're 5 days away.
That's right.
This is so cool. And that's why the timing is so perfect for your Aster show that's on Friday.
You are correct.
I'm putting the pieces together. You're making me feel real smart over here. So, for those who don't know, Matthew has a show at the Aster Cafe, and it's not an album release, but an album celebration, rather, right? Am I telling it right? Or is it an album release show?
It is. I called it an album celebration because I felt like, the album's been out for a bit, but we never really had the celebration. So, that's what we're doing this weekend.
That's going to be so much fun. And you have a full band playing with you. Are you playing the album front to back? Is that how you're doing it?
Yep. The album will be played front to back starting at 9 p.m. And then we have some, I think I'm going to do a little acoustic set in there. So you'll hear some old stuff. You'll hear some new stuff, but you'll definitely hear the full album.
That's incredible. And for anyone out there who is curious about, like, well, what album are they talking about? We're going to be playing this in about an hour. So Matthew's going to play us some live songs, but then I'm going to throw this thing on vinyl. Oh, did I mention he put it out on vinyl?
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, this is so cool. And this is an awesome, I love the album cover too. Who did the art for this?
I've been working with the last couple of releases that I've done. A friend named Marcus Reland.
Yeah.
He's in Vancouver, Canada. It's interesting story how I met him. A few years back, I went down to Nashville to visit. I was considering moving down there, and I played the Bluebird Riders round on a Monday night.
On a Monday night,
and perfect time for rocking, right?
Yep.
But I met this couple there, and they were in town from Sweden.
And is it Max Martin?
I wish it was. But they're a really sweet couple, and kind of stayed in touch with them in the years after. Well, their brother-in-law is Marcus. And
cool.
So connected with him on artwork because I saw some of these folks' artwork and I really loved it. So reached out to him. I find that that's the internet is beautiful in that sense. Sarah Morris and I released a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's Song for the Asking.
Yeah.
And on that track, I recorded that in my bedroom. Sarah recorded her part in her bathroom. And then there's a lap steel part that happens in the song. And there's a guy on YouTube that I saw playing lap steel, and I loved him. And sent him a YouTube message. And he's over in Munich, Germany, plays the lap steel on that song. So beauty of the internet, beauty of radio.
It is the beauty of the internet, and way to take something that has gotten such a bad reputation and harness it for good, right? Like utilizing the internet to make art and create a beautiful piece of art. And folks, I got to tell you, this vinyl is an experience in and of itself. I was actually just listening to this record earlier today, not the vinyl, because my record player is in the garage. It's a long story. But I was listening, and Man in the Yellow Chair was one of the songs that really stood out to me. I just wanted to give that song a shout out in particular. I don't know if you're going to play it or not. I don't want to sway you one way or the other, but that is an awesome song, as are all the rest of them. And it's cool how the album has this, like, 90s country feel almost, but modernized. Was that something you were going for as far as the sound was?
I don't know if we were going there sound wise, but I think that's where I write.
Yeah.
There's certainly some country influence for sure, but there's also pop influence as well. And so I think I write the music that I would like listening to, and that's the kind of stuff that I liked listening to. So that's what came out, and I'm grateful for it.
I am a big fan of it because it's so catchy and hooks you right away.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Well, I could talk your ear off forever, but I've got you there with a guitar. We made you bring a guitar up here. Do you want to share a song with the folks out there?
Sure.
All right, let me unmute this guitar for you. Can you give me a couple more strums? Keep strumming, we'll be ready in 1 second. All right. What are you going to play for us here, Matthew?
I'm going to play the first track on the album, Some Days.
I love it.
This is like my rehearsal for Friday. So
perfect.
Some days you get that feeling. Some days can feel so numb. Take off your hat and wonder where the rabbit's gone. Some days it's all right there. Some days it's all but gone. Take off your hat and what you're here for. From the top of the world to the valley down below, better believe you will love. Tomorrow there's a brand new light. Everything can change. Gotta let go of some days. Some days the clock moves swiftly. Some days the world's been slow. You're like a novelty act in a traveling show. Some days you'll be together. Some days you'll be alone. Time can't break the bond of a love that's strong. From the top of the world to the valley down below, better believe. Tomorrow there's a brand new light. Everything can change. Gotta let go of some days. Well, the sun will rise. You'll open your eyes. Just take it in. From the top of the world to the valley down below, better believe you will love. Take it wise, take it slow. It's a long and winding road. Let go of someday.
Man, that's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing it with me.
It's best when I remember all the words.
But, yeah. Nobody knew. It's okay. That'll be the opening track on Friday.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, because it's the first song on the record.
You'll hear the actual lyrics.
The actual.
I only forgot one line, so
that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
for non songwriters out there, that's pretty good. And you covered well, so I wouldn't have even known. it's all about how you recover. Where did that song come from? And the reason I ask is I know you're a part of the Singer Songwriter Challenge around town, so I'm curious how many of the songs in this album came from that, and how many came from like your own writing aside from that.
Yeah, I think most of these songs, I feel like there are for sure a few tracks that came from the Songwriter Challenge. Man in the Yellow Chair,
yep,
being one. That was a prompt of there was a picture of a gold chair, and that's where that one came from. I feel like the song Slow Down came from a prompt, but I think most of the rest came from just my own writing. Some Days in particular, that was born out of the pandemic. You know, really, these I found a lot of days I didn't really feel like doing too much. All the days seemed to bleed together. Didn't want to get out of bed, and you couldn't really go out and do anything. And I think that was my best songs are always written as advice to myself, and that one was. Remember that no matter how you're feeling today, that you're loved. And, I think that's a great reminder for sure for me. And anytime we can sing something like that and remind ourselves of that together is a huge thing.
100%. Absolutely. And it's a good piece of advice. I love that idea of writing advice to yourself, but then sharing it with the world. And everyone kind of gets to partake in the Matthew French, not an internal monologue necessarily, but you know.
Yeah, I think there's always like a chances are there's someone else that feels the same way as you do.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of times it feels internally like I'm the only one. There was a quote that David Crosby passed away a few days back.
Rest in peace.
Yes. And John Mayer put a thing out on his Instagram, and he said, if you are a guitar player, songwriter, if you want to honor David Crosby today, simply get out your guitar and write what you're feeling, and write in a way that not for entertainment value or for the hooks, but write in the way that the world would know what's inside of you, would know the way that you're feeling in the world. And what it's like to be you in the world. And I think when you do that, if you're able to capture that, chances are there are a lot of other people out there that feel the same way.
Yeah. That's such profound advice. And John Mayer he's such a polarizing character, but I love hearing him talk about songwriting.
I love him.
I'm the same. I'm a big John Mayer fan. Like, yes. Are you I shouldn't assume. My album's Born and Raised. Which one's yours?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, Born and Raised. I think I was listening to Continuum on the way out.
Also
here.
Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I love all of his albums, but for sure Born and Raised was like, this guy's gone to another plane for me.
For sure. And I heard a speech that maybe it was. He was doing an interview, and he was talking about that record. And he was like, listen, I'm embarrassed that I'm almost 30 and I'm just discovering like Blood on the Tracks by Bob Dylan. And that came through on this record. And I was like, man, I'm glad that you didn't find that album until then. Because it probably hit him in such a different way than it would have younger and visceral. And it gave us Born and Raised. So I'm always fascinated by like the through line of how things come to be. Because I was asking you if like 90s country was your thing. But similar to John Mayer with Matthew French, like I can't put my exact finger on like the exact artist that you're coming from, which I like. So it all goes through the Matthew French lens. So who are the artists that you're kind of influenced by?
Yeah, for sure. John Mayer. There's another guy out of, Austin, Texas named David Ramirez. That's, one of my, you know, right up there as his favorite artists. There's a guy out of Nashville called Peter Bradley Adams, who I really like, just writes really soothing music. I think, you know, I'm influenced by locals too. Your Sarah Morris's, your Annie Fitzgerald's, your Katie Vernon's, just, you know, probably folks that you've had on the show here. And I find that, that I do my best writing when I'm out listening to those folks, and the many other talented artists that we have in this city. It's crazy. You and I were talking about it earlier.
Yeah. And those are the type of people you go to a show and you, well, it's the old Eric Clapton saw Jimi Hendrix thing and he went home and wanted to burn his guitar, right? And Neil Peart was like, when I see a good drummer, I just want to go home and practice, right? Like,
yes.
That's kind of the thing that happens when you go see Sarah Morris. Also, shout out Sarah Morris, who officially has become my competition here on Monday nights. She's doing this live streams on Monday nights. I'm honored to be in competition. We're not in competition. I'm just kidding. But she's doing a really cool thing. I haven't seen it yet because tonight was the debut. You watched a little bit of it in your car, right?
I did, yeah. So several of our artist friends have Patreon things where you can subscribe for a, you know, there are different levels that you can contribute monetarily each month to help artists out. And as a member, if you are a Patreon of Sarah Morris, things that you'll get are exclusive access to live streams that, you know, general public may not get. So you might hear new songs or so you can check that out. SarahMorrisMusic.com.
There you go. Well, what about you, Matthew? Where can people find you and your going ons?
Yes. My website is mfrenchmusic.com. That'll get you all the information about the upcoming shows. It'll take you to, you know, your Spotify's or your Apple Music's, link you to some cool YouTube videos that I've been lucky enough to be a part of. And our friend Doyle Turner, also, he just launched a Patreon as well. So,
cool.
You know, just so many, I would love for you to support me, but there's so many artists out there to support. And I'm just grateful to be a part of a community that lifts each other up.
Yeah, and it truly is an uplifting community. That I couldn't think of a better way to describe it, from the Doyle Turners to the Sarah Morrises, to the Annie Fitzgeralds. I mean, everyone around town. And we were talking about this a little bit earlier, Matthew. I don't know if you've heard me say this, but this is my one soapbox that I get on with everybody. So anyone out there listening, if you want to support Matthew French or Sarah Morris or anybody out there in the local music scene, the best thing you can do is go to a show, for one. Number two is to buy the merch. And lower down on the list is the streaming option, which is cool and everyone loves it because it's a way to listen to their music. But Spotify pays out 0.00005 cents per stream. So to really support and keep the arts happening, go out, buy a record, see a show, all that good stuff. Still cool to stream it, but do that first. With that, Matthew, do you want to play another song for us?
I do. I'm going to play, I don't play this one very often off the record, called Carry On.
All right. Let me get that guitar going for you. There you are.
On the road again tonight. The stars, they shine, I can't find the light. Worn out Bible on the sea beside. Maybe I'll open up the pages so I can do what's right. But I've been there before, not gonna go there anymore. Sometimes the right way feels so wrong. You just pick yourself up. Carry on. Maybe I'll forgive you. Maybe I'll forget. Maybe I'll just stay right here and live with those regrets. Oh, you learn the less you know. That's how the story goes. The road is clear in front of you. You got no place to go. But I've been there before. Not gonna go there anymore. Sometimes the right way feels so wrong.
pick yourself up. Carry on. Carry on. Maybe I'll forgive you. Maybe I'll forget. Maybe I'll just stay right here and live with those regrets. But I've been there before. Not gonna go there anymore. Sometimes the right way feels so wrong. You just pick yourself up. You just pick yourself up.
Man, another beautiful song.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's your process like?
Well, you know, as before I was part of the challenge, the songwriter challenge, and getting prompts, I was really, you know, I often songs come out of just sitting around playing the guitar.
Yeah.
My last album, Sweet Love, the title track, I was just sitting around, you know, playing my guitar, and I'm just, you know, kind of doing this, and I go, sweet love, won't you take me down? And all of a sudden, you know, like a song is born out of that.
Yeah.
So usually it's like I'm sitting around playing the guitar. I found when I hear something in my head, hear a lyric, I have to get it down into a note on my phone, or get it into at the very least a note in my phone. But the best case scenario is get it into some kind of audio form in my, you know, in my phone, and the voice memos. I have really awful, you know, things of like I was trying to be in pitch while I'm out without an instrument, you know, song ideas. And, you know, to hone it from there, you know, I'm typically trying to craft from what's in my head. But also, you know, like if I'm stuck in a certain spot, I'll go to like a website like Rhyme Zone to see what other words might, you know, rhyme or spark or those kind of things. So there are tons of tools out there that can help. But really, you know, you're just, it's work.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's putting in the work, putting in the effort and building it, crafting it really.
Yes.
Crafting it from the ground up, which is interesting because you were going to go to Nashville and I'm guessing to be like a songwriter craftsman. Like that was probably what you're going for, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, for me, I never really had the vision of being a famous artist. I wanted to be a writer. Yeah. I want to be a writer and, so that would be my purpose in it. Luckily, I found a community here that, you know, is just as passionate, and you know, maybe we don't have to deal with some of the, you know, I have friends that are there.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot that goes along with being in that town.
There is. It's a whole different thing, I think, down there. And I'm right there with you about loving that Minneapolis has the appreciation for writing that we do. I toyed with the idea of moving down there too back in the day, and it was like, you know, I want to go write songs. I don't really want to sing them or be famous. I just want to write them and have someone else sing them. Then Luke Bryan came out with that Speakers Go Boom Boom song, and I was like, I don't want to write your songs anymore, guys. I'm done. And so, yeah, so that, I'm guessing, did you always sing, or did that kind of come later? What I mean by that is, like, you're a really good singer.
Thank you.
So was that natural, or did you kind of learn that as you go?
You know, I started playing guitar and singing in church.
Oh, cool.
That's really where that started. And so I was in, you know, like choirs and things of that nature, but also like, you know, playing guitar driven music, singing that way. And I think, you know, over the years, I think, I used to want to sing like you know, belt everything out, because that's a lot of what I used to do in church.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. It's like all these songs that were in keys that were, you know, you wanted to sing them with people, and I love that part, and I, you know, I still get to do that as a songwriter, but, you know, I think you hone your voice both vocally, your singing, but you hone your voice of your songs over time, and that's not to say that you won't, you know, the last album, Sweet Love, it's just kind of this, it's a bunch of love songs. There's some rockin' stuff on there, and I was listening to it today, and I was like, well, you know, certainly different than this latest album, and maybe not something, some of those I wouldn't write today, and right. Some, but you hone your voice, and but it's still my voice, whether it's that album or this new album. And so I'm, you know, I think we're all on a journey in that space.
100%. Always learning, always growing, can always improve. No matter how great you are, there's always something to go. And you, I don't know how you're going to improve anymore, is what I'm going to say to you. Cause I,
thanks, man.
Yeah, dude. Well, you've got a great voice. You're a great writer. And you play that guitar pretty well too, right? So like, there's gotta be an Achilles heel somewhere. And what's the thing where you walk into a room to play songs and you're like, I feel like least comfortable about this.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I ever feel, I probably feel most comfortable in my life when I'm playing a song.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone on a podcast recently about this. When you find whatever it is for you that accesses the space in you that only that thing can get you to. Mm. And so I often, you know, like many of us out there, feel the angst of the world often, and feel the angst of life and job and all those things that go along with living in the world. But there's something about music that takes me to a different space, takes my heart to a different spot, and I feel most open when I'm able to play and sing. And I'm grateful that I've been able to find that, and I'm grateful that I've been able to find people to do that with and for.
Yeah, it's all about the community at the end of the day. It mm-hmm. makes it so much more meaningful. Well, Matthew, we got to take a second and thank some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Matthew French after this. I was going to try and do like the super radio voice, but I can't do it. Here it is. We're going to thank some sponsors. I'm glad you're here in Happy Productions Out Live. We'll be right back.
For years now, you've been hearing John at Monarch Flooring ask you about your floors and whether or not you love them. I'm hoping that every time you hear his commercial, you say to yourself, I do love my floors. Thanks for asking, John. But for those of you that cringe a little because you don't love your floors and John keeps reminding you of it, there's hope. Monarch Flooring can match or beat most big box prices, and I guarantee his customer service and craftsmanship is far superior to theirs. If you don't love the flooring in your home or business, call John at Monarch Flooring. Estimates are always free, and there are no obligations or hard sales. Monarch Flooring, 651-674-4300. That's 651-674-4300. Monarch Flooring, they've got you covered.
Real Estate by Megs is real estate done right from start to finish. This is Jarrah, and I don't know much about the real estate market or whether it's a good time or bad time to buy or sell, but I do know life happens, and waiting to buy or sell might not be an option for you regardless of the market. I also know firsthand that when you work with Megs, no matter your situation, you're going to get the best possible outcome. She's smart, professional, knowledgeable, talented, and has even won the nationally recognized Realtor Magazine's Top 30 Agents Under 30. But most of all, she's great because she cares. Real Estate by Megs, commercial, residential, lake property, and rentals in Minnesota and Wisconsin. RealEstateByMegs.com. That's Megs with a Z. RealEstateByMegs.com.
Tune in Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock for Lawyers, Guns, and Money on the Happy Trucker Show with me, attorney Patrick Moore.
Send lawyers, guns, and money.
Ha! So now I Uber or like I can walk.
Welcome back to Glad You're Here and Happy Productions.live. We're live with the one, the only, Matthew French is in the building. Matthew, welcome back. I know you didn't go anywhere, but...
Yes, and you're lucky there's only one of me, because I don't know if people would like more than one.
They would. I think they would.
Thank you.
It'd be pretty cool to have like a choir of Matthew Frenches on stage.
Oh, wow.
That'd be kind of cool. Do you, because were you a tenor back in the day at the choir?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you can still hit those like low notes.
Yeah. The other day I was singing on a friend, Ben Cook Feltz.
Shout out to Ben.
He's love that guy. Yeah. And he has a new album coming this year, and myself and Haley Rydell, we're singing some three-part harmonies. They both are just incredible songwriters, and I sang this really high part, and everybody laughed really hard, and I laughed really hard, because that's typically where my mind wants to go, because back in the 90s, I was listening to Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
And so... And then we sang all of our parts, and they're like, why don't you do that thing that you did earlier again? And I'm like, I don't know if I can ever do that again, kind of a thing. But yes, I was a tenor. I find my voice feeling a little lower as time goes on.
Hey, that's cool. So you can do multiple Matthew French parts. You can go back and sing with Duet of Yourself from 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can do it. Yeah.
That'd be cool. Well, you've got your guitar. We're back on the air. And you were saying you wanted to play a song off of your 2018 record, Sweet Love.
Yes. Yeah. This is a song about whiskey. I like it a lot.
I'm with you.
And the full album of Sweet Love, it's just like this obnoxiously sweet love songs all the way through, pretty much. So if you haven't heard that album, it was released back in 2018. You can find it on Spotify, or you can get a copy on my website.
There you go.
But this is Good Good Whiskey. Hey there, darling, you're looking mighty fine. You're making me want another drink tonight. Magic blue eyes bring me to my knees. Won't you go for around with me? Good, good whiskey, the kind that sets me free, goes down easy, leaves me wanting more. Bottle, I'll drink every last drop. Good, good whiskey, you're all that I want. Let's take our time, sip it nice and slow. The night is young, we ain't got no place to go. Baby, tonight we'll get drunk on love. Taste of you and I just can't get enough. Good, good whiskey, the kind that sets me free, goes down easy, leaves me wanting more. Pass me that bottle, drink it
Good job.
If my friend Shelby is listening, that's like her favorite song from the album. So
shout
dedicate that to you, Shelby.
Shelby, what's your favorite whiskey? What's your go-to?
My go-to, my favorite is a one out of Brooklyn, New York called Kings County Distillery.
Kings County, okay.
It's a good one, but we have some really good, local Minnesotas.
Yeah.
Far North Spirits is one that I really enjoy quite a bit. And what is the other one? So when I'm at Astor this week, my go-to there is, E.H. Taylor, small batch. Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
But if I need just a basic, give me some Four Roses.
That's a solid standby.
Yeah.
And they got it at most bars. Yeah, it's a good standby. It's not like you're looking for Blanton's everywhere you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you put a bottle of Wild Turkey 101 in front of me, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah. I've been there. We were talking off air, and I told Matt, like, I love whiskey, too, and that's why I don't drink it anymore. That's never ended well. Oh, so you've been bumming around town since... Well, not bumming around, playing around town since like 2015, but you moved here in about 2005?
Yes.
Yeah, and you moved from Ohio. So what got you here from Ohio?
Yeah, so when I moved here, I was a youth minister and music leader at a church.
Cool.
And that's originally what brought me here. And really grateful for, you know, being able to make it from Ohio to Minnesota. I love it here. You know, I still love home in Ohio, but, you know, I feel like this place gets in your heart.
Yeah.
And the people get in your heart. And I feel lucky to know the people that I do here and be here.
Well, we're lucky to have you here, and we're glad that we got you out of Ohio and and brought you over to the good side of the Mississippi.
Thank you.
As we call it. Nobody calls it that. I'm making it up. Very, very cool. So when you were growing up, I know you started out by singing in church, right? Was your family musical at all? Was there guitars around the house, or where did you kind of pick up guitar, I suppose?
I feel like there was singing around the house, but instrumental wise, like, you know, my sister and I started this way too, you know, played in like, you know, middle school, high school band. She played the clarinet. Before I got to guitar, I played I think I started on the cornet.
It's a cool instrument.
Or maybe I started on the French horn and that was too difficult. Yeah. So I moved to the cornet and that was too difficult. And at one point I played the trombone for sure.
Oh yeah.
And then I asked my parents for a guitar for Christmas one year, and I got a red Squire Stratocaster. Cool. And an amp. And, you know, my parents still talk about it today, being able to get me that first guitar, and, you know, grateful for them for supporting. And, you know, back in those days, I was sitting in, you know, I was learning church music, yes. But I was sitting in my room trying to learn the, you know, Bush and Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, those kinds of things. And, you know, that's where I started.
Yep, I dig it. And did your parents listen to that type of stuff?
They didn't, you know.
No.
My parents were hippies. Cool. So all obviously, right. You know, they knew of the 60s and 70s tunes, and... that was their generation. You know, I would listen to anything from, you know, when I was in high school, I'm listening to Smashing Pumpkins, Bush, but I'm also like a mass Mariah Carey fan at that point. And like, you know, if you looked at my CD collection, it was Counting Crows. It was, you know, there might be some rap in there. There was all kinds of different things. I think that was the time, where I mean, obviously, as a kid, you're trying to find yourself. But you know, I went from like I would go from grunge to Mariah Carey in a minute and be totally happy about it. And I feel that's maybe where my personality has landed today.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. I like that, and I love the Counting Crows reference, which I am a super fanboy of the Counting Crows. And for whatever reason, they haven't come up in a conversation yet with anybody.
Yes,
but August and Everything After is. Dude, that is a desert island record for me, hands down.
Round here, always stand up straight.
I'll let you keep playing it. I won't stop you.
Round here,
to I'm singing at a 90s tribute at the Turf Club on February 11th.
Oh, all right.
All you out there in listener land, Zachary Scott Johnson is putting on a putting on a 90s tribute, and it can really, you know, people can pick anything from the 90s. I happen to be singing a Gin Blossoms song.
Nice.
And that Counting Crows song. So February 11th at the Turf Club. Get your tickets while they're hot.
I haven't really asked you, any other shows we should let people know about in case they can't make the Astor or the Turf Club for one reason or another? Maybe they're snowbirds and live in Arizona or something.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what the next thing that I have coming up. So there's potential that I'll be at KJ's Hideaway in March.
All right.
So still finalizing that one. Otherwise, in February, I think that I will be at Big Turn Music Fest.
There it is.
In Red Wing. I play on February 17th. Big Turn Music Fest is February 17th and 18th. You can get your wristbands and go in and out of venues the whole weekend. I happen to be playing at 7:30 on Friday night at Mandy's Coffee Cafe.
Fun. That's going to be such a good time. And a lot of the other artists that Matthew was mentioning are going to be down there as well. Doyle.
Yes.
Sarah's going to be there, right?
I think she has another gig that weekend. So
that's not surprising. But
Doyle, Ted will be there.
Yeah.
All your favorite.
All your favorite songwriters, mm-hmm. really. The singer-songwriter challenge. That's going to be cool. KJ's Hideaway in March. 90s tribute on February 11th at the Turf Club. Man, a lot of cool stuff going on, and you got the album celebration for Two Sides this Friday at the Astor. I got to ask, because you strike me as kind of a prolific guy who's writing a lot. Are you already in the process of like working on the next record after this, or is it still like in your head yet?
Yeah, so some of the songs from this record have been around for quite a while, for a few years. In fact, the last track on the album, Better Than You, we recorded a version of it in the sessions for Sweet Love.
Oh.
And it just didn't, for whatever reason, it didn't fit the vibe of the album, and there was something about it that I didn't feel like it was where it was supposed to be. It was really great quality. It just, so we redid it for this record. So that to say, some of the songs have been around for a while, but I have a running list of, I think it's probably up to maybe 25-ish songs. Wow. that I would consider, you know, albumable.
I think that's a word. Albumable. Yeah.
I don't know where and when, but I look forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be cool, because you recorded these last two at Studio 65 up here in Ham Lake. Not rest in peace. He just moved it to his house, right?
Yes.
Still exists.
My friend Christopher First, just the most talented musician and producer out there, and the nicest guy in the world also. Mr. First, FURST.com. You can check him out and some of the other projects that he's worked on.
You are so good about plugging everyone else's stuff.
I love doing it because I love the people.
Yeah. It's all so cool, and you want them to succeed.
Yeah.
This kind of leads me to my scripted question. So I have my one soapbox that I get on every show about the Spotify thing, and my one scripted question I ask everybody.
Sure.
So you moved here from Ohio. You've been in Minnesota 18 years now? 17? Is that math right? Something like that?
That's right.
That math checks out. All right. I checked my work. And you've been doing music here since 2015. So the question that I have is, you could have gone to Nashville, you could have stayed in Ohio, you could be making music anywhere around the country, really, right? What makes you choose Minneapolis? And I don't mean that as a knock on Minneapolis. I love it here. I'm just curious, what about the scene you love that keeps you around it?
Yeah, I think you, where you are, wherever you are, whether you're here or in Nashville or in Ohio or wherever, you find your people. And I found a community here of people that I love, and that's a lot what keeps me here. You know, not that you wouldn't find it somewhere else, but I think when you have made investments and you know that people are investing in you, and you know, that goes to other songwriter friends. I think there are venues around that invest in us as artists. There are radio stations like this one, Happy Productions.
Thank you.
That invest in artists, and when you find that, it's hard to not want to be there, and it makes you want to be creative. It makes you want to keep going.
Yeah, and it's so cool what's going on in the scene right now. Like I feel like something special is happening in this moment in time too, where there is this energy out there that's being captured, one from artists like yourself who have 25 songs in the can who couldn't play for a year and a half, really, you know, and that's everybody around. So a lot of cool stuff is coming out now. Or we were talking about Kelly Smith earlier, like new artists are just popping up and deciding, hey, you know, that whole great resignation thing. And I don't know Kelly's story at all, but I'm just, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I think there's an element of like people deciding, you know, I've always wanted to do this, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. We're seeing a lot of that around town and everyone supporting it, which makes it that much better. It's not everyone climbing over each other to get whatever it is they want, you know?
Agreed.
Yeah. So I love it here. I could nerd out about it forever. And you've been part of the songwriting challenge for 3 years. So you've been doing this for 3 years. Do you do the winter and the summer one?
Yes, I have. I'm one of those people that, like, you know, if I'm going to go in, I got to go all in on it. And so I have done both. And it's, you know, it's called a challenge for a reason, because it's very challenging at times.
It's not easy to always be putting the pen to paper. I mean, it's like you're constantly flexing that muscle, but it keeps you up to date and keeps you creating cool songs, because I'm not going to say bad things about the songs you wrote in the songwriting challenge, but it almost like forces you to flush out the bad ones to get to the good ones in a
for
way.
Sure.
Does that make sense? And you can also, like, there's going to be good ones that pop out of it, but not every song every week is going to be the winner, right?
Absolutely. And that's the way it is with songwriting. You know, you're writing a bunch of songs, but not everyone makes an album. Not everyone makes I don't play every song out.
Yeah.
You know, you just weed through them, but you got to be grateful for even the ones that don't make it anywhere.
For sure. Do you have any of them that you've written over time that, like, you are really proud of and you're still proud of, and you're like, I love this song, and then you play it for a crowd and it kind of goes over like a fart in church a little bit? Do you know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, I thought you all would like that one.
Yeah, there are a couple of them that, you know, I think we're always the ultimately, I think each of us are the best judge of our songs. And so, you know,
yeah,
and you know, on some of them that you think you feel like you think you have something with this one that you might want to play it out. There are a couple that are kind of, it's generally when I'm like, oh, I like this song, but I don't know if it's the best song I've ever written. And for I sure. play it for people. And then I know that it's not the best song.
You know,
yeah,
you get the reaction.
Yeah.
It's the I don't know how to describe it, but it's a look on their face, and then a that's nice.
It's the glaze.
The glaze. That's a perfect phrase for it.
Yeah,
that sounds like a song. Mm-hmm. The glaze. Well, speaking of songs, I know everyone out there probably wants me to shut up because they listen to me every week, but they only get 1 hour of you here unless they come on Friday to the Astor. Do you want to play one more song for the folks out there?
Sure.
All right. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's see. What do I want to play here? I'll play Sweet Love, so it'll be two from each record.
You're the only one that could save me. Just one look in your eyes have caught me by surprise. Oh, my darling, I never saw you come. Just one glimpse. I see my truth. Sweet love, won't you take me now? Sweet love, won't you take me down tonight? Sweet love, won't you take me down to the place where I belong? Oh, my honey, you're all I've ever wanted. Give you all of my charms, spend my life in your arms. You drive me crazy. It any other way, be with you night and day. Sweet love, won't you take me down? Sweet love, won't you take me down tonight? Sweet love, won't you take me down?
Love by Matthew French. What a beautiful song, man.
Thank you.
Say, Matthew, thank you so much for coming up, man.
Thank you. It's been a blast.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. I should give you one last chance to tell the people where to find you online, all that good stuff, to make sure they catch all your shows coming up.
Yes, find me at www.mfrenchmusic.com. And find me this Friday at Astor Cafe at 9 p.m. Tickets, or reservations rather, at astercafe.com.
Perfect. And then just go to that events page and then scroll down to see Matthew's smiling face, and you'll be in the right place. Well, we are going to play his new record, Two Sides, right after this. So we're going to take a second, thank some sponsors, and then throw that album on. Sorry, you thought you were Freeman, but I have one last thing. Is there anything else you want to tell the people before I put this record on front to back?
I want to tell them if they do want to get into songwriting, just do it. It's a great time to start.
Yeah.
And you know, we're cheering you on.
We are, for sure. Get out there and do it and embrace the suck for a little while. You're going to write some stinkers, and that's half the fun. You're going to start out, the first thing you write won't be a masterpiece. It's probably not going to be good, and if it is good, frankly, I want to bring you on the show, because that would be amazing if your first song you write is good. Yeah, so we're going to take a second, thanks to the sponsor. We're going to come back, listen to Two Sides. Matthew, I got to be honest, this is my first time using the record player on the show.
Yes.
So if there's any technical glitches, I need anyone out there to tell me right away, because I'm learning as we go. We're building it as we fly it. Matthew, thanks again so much for coming up.
Thank you, Grant.
Yeah, this has been a pleasure, man. Let's take a second, thanks to sponsors. You're listening to Glad You're Here on happyproductions.live.
There you have it, folks, my conversation with Matthew French. Absolute pleasure, great songwriter, great singer, great human being, just an absolute delight to hang out with him for that show. As always, these shows are pre-recorded, and that means it took me a long time to post them on the podcast. We recorded them live on the radio, and when Matthew talked, there was shows for him to promote back then. Those shows have already happened, because I'm slow. So to follow him for his future shows, if you like what you heard, go to his Facebook page, go to his Instagram, go to his website, go to any of the places. I guarantee he's going to be telling you where they are, because he wants you to come. And while you're there, you can get some merch, right? You can do all those things. So that's super cool. And thank you for listening, for the support. Thank you for supporting local artists, local arts, local music, and the local community, because that's what it takes in order for people to keep creating things and being creative and giving you something to enjoy, right, when you're trying to relax and take a load off. So thank you. We appreciate it. I'm Grant Glad. You can find me at grantgladmusic.com. or on Instagram at Grant Glad Music. You can support the radio show, facebook.com/GladYou'reHereRadioShow. Glad You're Here podcast, new episode every single Wednesday. So stay tuned for that. I don't know who next Wednesday is yet. I don't know. We're going to find out. So stay tuned. Matthew French, listen to Glad You're Here. Thank you. We will see you next week.